flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, good to have you with us on a feel-good Football Friday NFC Championship edition. 1 hour to go. Off to Philadelphia in the morning. And joining us right now to talk about that and the AFC Championship game is Solomon Wilcott, a multiple-time guest. Usually we have him on Super Bowl week, but this week we're lucky to have him on a little bit earlier. Former defensive back with the Bengals, the Vikings, the Steelers, played in Super Bowl 23. And of course, you can hear him hosting the opening drive weekend mornings, weekday mornings. Let me get that right. On the SiriusXM NFL radio channel. We appreciate them for making this possible. Solomon, it's Chris Russell here in DC. Always great to catch up with you. How are you?
Chris, great to be on with you. Doing great. And, getting ready for some good football this weekend.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Which of these two, and it's okay if it's the AFC game, just because you're on in D.C., which of these two games are you more lathered up for? Washington-Philadelphia, or, again, the rematch of the rematch of the rematch of the rematch of the rematch, Kansas City and Buffalo?
No, and look, it is the NFC game for me that holds the biggest intrigue because, you know, we've got this special rookie quarterback, unlike what we've ever seen before. This is, I don't even want to say arguably, this is the best rookie season that we've ever seen from a rookie quarterback in the 105-year history of our league. There's just too many metrics that support it. And when you just look at maybe the intangible, which is the poise of Jaden Daniels, says that there's no moment too big for him. Now, it's going to be interesting to see if the, you know, and if the conference championship game is one of those moments on the road against the likes of Jalen Carter and that Eagles defense, but this isn't something he hasn't seen before. He's already faced his defense twice before, beaten them once. He's played in this stadium before. So if he's been calm and had this kind of poise about him at this point, up to this point in his rookie campaign, I can't imagine that the game will get any bigger for him on Sunday. That's why it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm with you, Sal. You know, I mean, I think the kid, and I don't know him super well just because I got to do the show every day during the when they practice. So, you know, I mean, I've been around him a little bit, okay? And I know a lot of people over there. And they all swear not only by the work ethic showing up at 5 a.m. and the virtual reality thing that they have that he, you know, that blew up his career at LSU in a positive way, but it's just the way he's, I say non-moved, and that sounds bad, but he's non-triggered. And I don't think he's going to blink an eye at all about the stage, about the weather, about the fans, about the noise, about the opponent, anything. Now, he may not play well, but I don't think he's in any way, shape, or form like a typical young quarterback, never mind a rookie quarterback, that might be like over-sweating or over-amped or over-whatever going into a stage like this.
No, and I think all the data supports that he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league, not just as a rookie, but period.
Yeah.
He's been one of the best quarterbacks when facing pressure. So, like, when opposing defense coordinators say, hey, let's go hit him, let's blitz him, he's killed in a few defenses with you. This is like the likes of what you expect from Tom Brady and Drew Brees when they were in their prime, Aaron Rodgers when he was in his prime. Jaden Daniels is playing at that level when under pressure, much to the same way that you saw from some of the best quarterbacks to ever play our game.
Yep.
And he's just a rookie. And that kind of has surprised everyone who's watched him play. I remember the first time I saw him play, it was his freshman year at Arizona State. Herm Edwards was coaching that team. And they were playing. I went to the University of Colorado, and I went to visit some friends. We were all going to go to that game. And so we went to the game. And I remember he was throwing to his favorite receiver in that game was Brandon Ayuk. Remember they played together for a little bit at Arizona State? I'm telling you right now, I saw him. I said, that's freshman quarterback. He was poised even then. He has this demeanor about him where he's just poised, he's cool, he's calm. You and I both know that of all the traits you would ever want for your quarterback, that would be the one.
Absolutely.
That's the thing that most resembles the Tom Brady when he was on top of his game, a Peyton Manning. You now see a Pat Mahomes and a Joe Burrow performing like that. That's what makes the truly great ones great. And, look, a lot of us are really reticent to put Jaden Daniels so quickly into that category. But I think he's about one or two wins away from punching that ticket, right?
Yeah.
He gets a couple of more wins, and I think it's going to be undeniable.
Well, one more win, and he becomes the first rookie quarterback ever to start in a Super Bowl. So
that's right.
All he needs is one win. Solomon Wilcots, great Solomon Wilcots with us from SiriusXM. Of course, you listen to him on the opening drive weekday mornings on SiriusXM's NFL radio channel. If you love the NFL, of course, you know that programming. And Solomon is always good to us, so we appreciate him. So, he's run it 28, 29 times in these two games, Solomon. And I was in Detroit. I was not in Tampa. To me, he's not killing people with his legs except for that one play against Kalijah Kancey on 3rd-and-2 from the 19 in Tampa that ended essentially that game or set up the game-winning field goal. He's not killing people with his legs, but he's keeping them honest. He's keeping it in the back of their mind. He's doing it. He's getting out of bounds for the most part, not taking hits. They didn't give up any sacks on Saturday night in Detroit. I know Detroit's defense, but more he's carving people up with his arm, which is exactly what everybody said coming from LSU. Oh, he's going to beat you with his arm and then his legs, as opposed to his legs and then his arm.
Well, there you go. Listen, NFL defensive coordinators are very smart, right? Mm-hmm. They know that the guy can break you down with his legs. So you know what they're saying? Hey, let's force him to beat us with his arm. Let's not let this guy beat us with his legs, because they know he can do that. I mean, everyone since, you know, his final year, that's why he won the Heisman Trophy. You remember
right.
Just killing teams with his legs. And so you know that's one of his gifts. And so people are trying to force him to prove that he can do it with his arm, whether it's in the pocket or outside the pocket. And what he has proven is that if you force him to beat you with his arm, he can definitely do that. And I think his tremendously high completion percentage, what, around, I think, 69%
yep.
during the regular season,
yep.
right around 70%. He's proven he can beat you with his arm. So that's what defenses were doing, particularly in the early part of the playoffs. They didn't want him to beat him with his legs, but he's proven that, okay, if you're going to let me, you know, give me some time, I'm going to carve you up with my arm.
Yep.
If you try to blitz me, I can read the blitz, find Terry McLaurin, find the intended receiver, and still diagnose you and make a play in clutch situations there. If you decide you're going to go play man-to-man or double covers my best receiver, that's when he takes advantage. When the defense turns their back to him in man-to-man coverage, he can make you pay still in that way. That's where he's proven to be the ultimate weapon, just like a Josh Allen, much early like in the career of Pat Mahomes. He's proven to be more than what defensive coordinators have been ready for or able to defend.
Solomon Wilcots with us right here on the Team 980 in D.C. and worldwide on the Odyssey app. Again, make sure you check him out on the opening drop on SiriusXM NFL Radio. So besides, I mean, because I could talk about Jaden Daniels, I'm sure you could, and I'm sure you do. A lot of the time we all could, right? So I try and talk about the other things that don't get as much shine. Solomon, I think this you know, I think this offense clearly is not what you would want it to be and what Adam Peters is going to have it a year or two from now. But there are some crafty players. Which one of the players that are the supporting cast outside of Terry McLaurin is the guy that you would look at in this game and say, ah, that guy could be the X factor, the diamond in the rough for the Commanders?
Oh, that's easy, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. For me, I think that's Brian Robinson. I think combination he and Austin Ekeler, the run game, they can win the line of scrimmage against a team like the Eagles in that defensive front, empower the run game, because there are times when Brian Robinson and that big frame that he has proves to be too much for NFL defense. Then you have to start committing assets to defend the run, and now you start winning in the one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. Outside with the receivers, Zach Ertz has been phenomenal here in the second half of the season and down the stretch in the postseason, winning his one-on-one. If they can run the ball like what we've seen when they're really clicking on offense, it makes everything easier for Jaden Daniels. It takes things off his shoulders, and then it becomes more of a diversified, more balanced offensive attack. So, to me, I think it starts with the run game. I think it starts with a Brian Robinson. And then if Austin Ekeler starts making money for you in the run game or catching the ball out of the backfield, man, that's an offense that we've seen at times where the punter barely even plays, right? The Washington Commanders have the third best scoring drive percentage during the regular season than any other offense. That means they scored on 49% of their offensive possessions, third best in the NFL. There's no other data point other than total points, right? There's no other data point that matters. Every time they take the field to begin an offensive drive, when almost 50% of your possessions during the regular season ended with points, you are going to win a lot of games.
Yep. And they have. And that is a credit to obviously a lot of people. If I would have told you a year ago, and I know we had you on at the Super Bowl, so I guess it was like right after Dan Quinn got hired, that they would be 12-5 in the regular season and 14-5 overall, you would have told me what?
I would have been like, that means Jaden Daniels is going to be Rookie of the Year.
Mm. Check.
You're going to have a phenomenal. I mean, I would have just started praising almost every element of the team, right?
Yeah.
And they would have had to have these kinds of numbers, these kinds of metrics. Tied for fifth most offensive touchdowns, right? Sixth in total points scored. They're nearly top five in all the important offensive metrics that truly matter. They protect the ball very well. And that's not something you usually can say about an offense that's led by a rookie quarterback. So I think that's the surprising, most stunning part about what Dan Quinn and his staff has been able to do. We've been saying here, Chris, that this is a football team in 2024 with the general manager and Adam Peters and what Dan Quinn's doing and what Jaden Daniels. It's going to change all the metrics and expectations for NFL owners. They're going to think every coach can win in the first year. Every rookie quarterback could do all these great things, and you can win right now.
Right.
These owners don't have enough patience as it is.
Oh, you're so
right.
The
Washington Commanders might have moved the needle even further up with the expectations that what you'd expect in the first year of any regime.
No, that's a good point. I didn't even think about it in that respect. Solomon Wilcott's with us on the BetQL guest hotline. So a couple of minutes here on the Eagles, and then we'll get a thought on the AFC Championship. I mean, obviously, Jalen Carter is the number one thing you have to watch out for. I would argue that, you know, so many people pay attention, whether it be double teaming or whether it be just trying to get rid of the ball quickly, to him, that has maybe opened up, you know, some other things for other guys on that defense. Like Zach Bond's had an amazing year. N'Kobe Dean, before he got hurt, was really kind of, you know, coming out. Nolan Smith on that defensive line, Solomon, has had a really, really good emergence here, I think. And, of course, on the back end as well, you got two rookies who have played pretty well, especially Quintanamo Bay back there. So, to me, it's not only what he does as an individual, but it's also what Jalen Carter's presence does for everyone else.
Look, I think going into the season, and we said this is going back to even last year, that's why last year was so stunning. We felt like the Eagles had one of the best rosters in the National Football League. Now, James Bradbury, he failed them last year for whatever reason. His game fell off after that Super Bowl season coming over from the Giants. You remember that let C.J. Gardner-Johnson go, and now he's back, and rightfully so. They should have never let him leave, but they were smart to go back and get him. And then when we were going into the draft, if they would have just came out of the draft with Quinyon Mitchell, you would have said, what a huge get. Because a lot of us were really ecstatic about Cooper DeJean. He was injured, so he wasn't able to really work out at scouting combine. We didn't know what it would be like in training camp for him. And he did. He weathered the storm early. But then when he got on the field, he showed that football IQ that allowed him to be an impact player even as a rookie. So when you get two rookies at this caliber playing on a roster that was already deep, mm-hmm. all these guys from the University of Georgia, that won all these championships, and that's what they're living up to that, right? And they finally fit into Vic Fangio's defense that I think in the second half of the season they were much better than they were in the first half, considering it's a new scheme, new defense. That no one is surprised by how well this defense is playing. I know I'm not. I am happy for Zach Bond finally getting credit. I mean, this guy's up for D1, the finalist of Defensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. So, and Jalen Carter, look, when they drafted him, we said, this is a steal.
Yeah.
This is a steal.
It was just his character and some of the stuff that had happened, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right, because he would have been arguably the first pick in the draft in 2023, and that's saying a lot with all those other quarterbacks. So, look, it's a favorable roster. We know how good the offensive line is on the other side of the ball, the receivers. They have playmakers at every single position. This is what a Super Bowl roster looks like, and that's why, to me, look, the Washington Commanders know they can beat them because they've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's not a formidable thing to think that, man, can we beat this team? They know they can.
Right.
I think one of the last teams the Eagles wanted to see was the Washington Commanders, a team within their own division, a team that beat them in the way that they did it, whereas in the final seconds going the length of the field with the poise that we already talked about with Jaden Daniels that proved that he can crack the code to the Eagles defense.
I know you're not a doctor, neither am I. I know we're not trainers or anything like that, so I'm not going to put you in this position, but how much of a factor would you imagine? Do you think Jalen Hurts' situation with the knee could be on Sunday? And more importantly, how would you attack it if you're Joe Witt and Dan Quinn? Would you be more conservative and kind of see where he's at? Maybe too deep, not, you know, dropping an extra guy in the box, not blitzing? Or Sean Merriman told me yesterday he would blitz right up the middle, right from the get-go, and try and test him out and see if he can roll away from it.
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you mug the A-gaps and you start doing that, because two things you could do, you confuse the blocking scheme, you're almost blitzing the run game and controlling Saquon Barkley and forcing him to bounce. But if they decide that it's a pass play or play, actually you get pressure in his face. And for a mobile quarterback, when you take their mobility away, I'm sorry, they're going to struggle because it's been something that he's relied on his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it in the middle of the year when Jaden Daniels had some injuries. He was kind of nicked up. The ribs was bothering him. You remember they had lost three games in a row right in that stretch. When you have to play hurt now, it takes something away from you. We give players courage for playing hurt, But the ability is somewhat diminished, let's be honest. And when you are a mobile quarterback and it's a knee, like in this case for Jalen Hurts, we already saw it last week, less than 200 yards passing in the game. They've had to rely on Saquon Barkley. I think you're going to get more of that. In the two games where they did play the Commanders during the regular season, Saquon Barkley had right around 150 yards rushing. He had two rushing touchdowns in each of those games. So to me, the Commanders and what they're doing defensively have to start with controlling the line of scrimmage and controlling Saquon Barkley while also getting pressure on Jalen Hurts. But yeah. Think about Hurts. He hurt his knee. He was kind of banged up. But the guy did have a 44-yard touchdown run last week. So,
right.
You know, be careful, Justin, with, you know, I'm telling you, man, in games like this, everybody gets healthy, Chris. Yep. They really do because they're playing for everything. They know loser goes home and the winner will advance.
No, you're right. And Jonathan Allen did not play in either one of those games because he was at that time thought to be out for the year with a torn pec. So maybe that will help the Commanders in terms of controlling some of that line of scrimmage. Before we run out of time, Solomon Wilcott's with us. You can follow him on Twitter, X, at Solomon's Wisdom, all together, at Solomon's Wisdom. And as well, listen to him on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Bills, Chiefs, Taylor Rapp's going to be out for the Bills. I think that's going to hurt them a little bit on the back end, especially with Kelsey's reemergence here. And we know what kind of playoff guy he is. We saw it again last week. Do you have a good feeling about Josh Allen and the Bills going against Bags and that defense, or are you a little less hesitant just because the Buffalo's a little bit compromised at the wide receiver position and that Kansas City defense is so good?
No, I'm going to tell you right now, Spags knows he has his work cut out for him. I think quietly, if you were to talk to Andy Reid, talk to the Chiefs, their biggest concern is can they stop this Buffalo Bills offense? Because last time they played during the regular season earlier this year, the Bills hung 30 on. In fact, the Bills have scored 30 or more points in 13 of their games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Eight straight games. They had eight straight games with 30 or more points. And this is an explosive offense. Joe Brady doesn't get nearly the credit for the work he's done with this offense. You should know it goes through James Cook. It goes through Ray Davis and also the legs of Josh Allen. You got to contend with that. So that's why Khalil Shakir is going to get one-on-one opportunities. Matt Hollins is one of the best blocking receivers that you're going to see. Keon Coleman is a competitor who just keeps getting better as a rookie. But don't sleep on Amari Cooper. These are the games. Amari Cooper is capable of a 250-yard game.
Yep.
He is that good. Do not sleep on that guy.
That's a good point.
And I know that Spags knows that these guys are that good. They've seen it up close and personal. I think that's the biggest challenge for the Kansas City Chiefs in this game. Can you slow down Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills off?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. There's a million other questions I have, but I've kept you far too long. I appreciate it. I know you're busy, and I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk at the Super Bowl, but hopefully we will. Solomon, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for your insight, and always good to hear your voice.
We'll see you on Radio Row, Chris.
There
good
you
job.
Go.
Take care.
That is Solomon Wilcott joining us from SiriusXM NFL Radio. Will the Commanders be in Super Bowl 59? Our final predictions coming up right here. Plus, we'll say goodbye to Matty Ice on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Ovechkin toward the empty net. It's in! Off the draw! And a puck that goes in for Alex Ovechkin. How about that? With 3:28 to go, an empty netter, and that's what they came to see. The Capitals get a third goal of the night, and it is goal 875 of his NHL career, 19 to tie. And 20 to break Wayne Gretzky's all-time record.
John Walton just said it all for you. 20 away from the all-time goal-scoring mark. Alex Ovechkin's chase for 895 is brought to you and scored by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Off the face-off, won a puck battle along the boards inside the Kraken's blue line. Actually, inside the Capitals' blue line, in the Kraken's attack zone, and Ovechkin nailed it all the way down through the two final zones on the ice, and away the Capitals went, winning on the road in Seattle a 12-game point streak, 9-0-3 during that 12-game point streak, longest by any team this season, and that is six wins in a row. And again, Ovechkin 20 away from being the greatest one. All right, congratulations to Alex and the Capitals. Tremendous job. I wish we had more time to give them more shine, try and do a bunch of that on social media because, well, honestly, I control that. Let's squeeze in a quick call here. DC and Calvert, and then we'll get to others on the other side. We'll blow off cleanup on aisle three to get in as many calls as we can. DC, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you, Russell?
Good, DC. It was good to hear from you.
That's good, brother. That's good. Likewise, man. Matty Ice, I want to give him a shout-out first, man. It's going to really be, hard for me to call in because that dude is so cool when you call in, man. He make you feel comfortable. I don't even see
he's
how
he's cool
all
as the other jumping. Side of the pillow, baby.
Straight up. Straight up. And nothing but success and blessings to him and his new endeavors.
Absolutely.
And Russell. I just want to let you know, everybody's been calling and getting on your roots,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Those people don't have to worry about anything because the Commanders are about to run the whole East Coast. We're going to beat Philly.
I like that.
And we're going to go to the Super Bowl and show them what we made of. And they won't jump on you so much anymore because then you'll be on the bandwagon as well, brother.
You know, I will say this. I like that we're going to run the whole entire East Coast thing. Number one. Number two, I look very much forward to having a cocktail in my Commander's glass tonight. I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
I'm probably going to need to get hammered tonight to deal with everything that has gone on this week. Number two. Number three, for anybody that thinks I'm rooting against this team, and I know you don't think, but anybody that thinks I'm rooting against this team just simply does not use common sense. This team winning is great for business. Let me just say, indeed, again, this team winning is great for business. I'm a businessman.
I understand that. And it is definitely great for business. And also, again, to my man, Pete, we're going to hold it down for him. That's absolutely another reassurance that I have about absolutely the performance that's about to take place
attaboy
on Sunday.
Attaboy. Well done, DC, as always. Appreciate you, brother. Have all a right great weekend. Enjoy. Good luck to your guys on Sunday afternoon, where we will be. Again, make sure you're following me on on Twitter, X, Twix, and Amy Lawrence thing. At WrestleMania621, I'll have videos. I'll have all sorts of coverage there. I'm sure I'll be on the pregame show. The Junks having a watch party at Honor Brewing in Sterling. Before that, it's Lionel and Denton Day. They will be there for a couple of hours. That's not all on 980. That's all on 106.7, 980. We'll pick up the Westwood One broadcast right around 2:30 or so after Maryland and Indiana basketball. All right, more calls coming up in just a sec. Hang tight. First, a quick trending alert, and then we will return and put the icing on the cake. All right, we await the final injury report for the Commanders, but Sam Cosmi really the only one expected to be ruled out because of injury. Everyone else probably questionable, but again, we will await as Washington wrapped up the main part of the practice week. It's on to Philadelphia for the NFC Championship. Again, our coverage begins at 9 a.m. Take a little break for Maryland-Indiana basketball and return right around 2:30 Westwood 1 Lincoln Financial Field. The play-by-play, Ian Eagle on the call, and Kurt Warner alongside right here on the Team 980 and, of course, the Odyssey app. Pete Carroll's the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Bobby Slowick was close to getting a head coaching job last offseason. Now he's been fired by the Houston Texans. Meanwhile, the Bills have ruled out safety Taylor Rapp. You just heard Solomon Wilcots on that matchup. So the AFC Championship, they suffer a big blow. Vegas not only gets Pete Carroll, but they get the college football playoff national championship in 2027. And that's what's trending. All right, final 20 minutes or so of the radio show. Graham, is Craig in today? Do we know? Nobody told us yesterday. We work in a communications business, but nobody communicates. I was sitting here saying, oh, Greg's up next. Meanwhile, Linnell was running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Didn't say a thing. And then apparently I got made fun of because I didn't give them the proper lead-in. Because I kept saying Craig up next instead of Linnell and Doc.
The schedule says Craig.
It said Craig yesterday, though, right?
Yes, but all I'm saying is, as of now, it looks like it's Craig.
All right. Okay. I mean, we do the best we can, right?
With again, the information that we're given.
With the information we're given or not given. That's often the problem. All right, let's get back to the calls and squeeze in as many of you guys as we can. Let's go to my guy, Alan Lepore. Sorry, Big Al, I kind of forgot you all the way down at the bottom on the screen here. Just so many calls and so much going on. How are you, pal? Oh, wait, did I? Oh, I went to Telly. I'm sorry, I grabbed the wrong line. Go ahead, Telly, and then we'll get to Alan after that. Sorry.
Hello to the Redskins. Chris Hustle, what's poppin'?
What's up, Tell? How are you?
Man, cool it, man. Shout out to my man, Matty Ice. So cool. He cold. Cold as ice.
Yeah.
My man, I'm just now hearing that you parting ways, and I wish you nothing but well beings and blessings on your journey.
Thank you so much, Telly.
I want to give a shout out. Oh, you're welcome, man. I want to give a shout out to the dude, Wilcox. He obviously watches the game and uses his eyes. And I got to agree with him wholeheartedly that one of the pieces to this game is you have B-Rob going and going strong. And going forward, man, I have this team not only elevating from last week and the week's prior, but elevating even more and taking Philly to an L. L to the Redskins, man. Y'all be easy.
All right, thanks, Tal. Appreciate you. Now let's go to Mr. Lepore. Sorry about that, Alan. I hit the wrong line. My bad. How are you, pal?
I'm doing well. Matt, congratulations. Always the pro's pro. The year that I got to work with you, it was a lot of fun. And to note that you will be losing one of the two most important things for the holiday party outside of Chepe's dance moves, which invigorates everybody to get going as well.
Well,
as
Chepe
Matt's
wasn't even party. At the holiday party. I mean, they were always hanging out in like the Caribbean or whatever. They were always on vacation.
Oh, that's right. You weren't there for the last one when Chepe was doing dance moves that are probably legal in about half the state.
Oh, it was a fun party.
Oh, man.
But seriously, Matt, congratulations. Super proud of you. Happy for you as well. It sucks, you know, losing you as a listener now. But I mean,
it's selfishly, it sucks for, you know, everyone that likes working with Matt and whatever. But we're really, really, really happy that he's going to get treated fairly and paid, you know, decently and have some days off and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's that, you know, that's like. Like, it sucks for us, but it's, you know, it's great for Matt, so we're happy.
Always. And he was always a professional whenever I needed help with cutting a promo or anything like that. So he was, you know, it's a big loss, but it's a big gain for whoever's hiring. All right, so about the game on Sunday, I just want to make sure all the Jeremy Crybabies buckled up. Was that his name the other day?
Yes.
Because they're buckled up. They got their Kleenex and their tissues. Okay, good. I am concerned about this game, but I think they're going to pull it off. I think we noticed, you know, Jalen Carter. Oh my God, I mentioned Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter has to be double teamed the entire game. I mean, you saw it against the Rams. Whenever he was double teamed, he didn't have a presence. When he wasn't, he was a monster in the backfield. You have to stop him. Saquon's going to get his. And I don't know if it's going to be Benjamin St. Juice, but I think we are going to have somebody unexpected. I wouldn't be surprised if John Bates is the hero of this game. I know Zach Ertz is going back home to Philly as my son is blowing raspberries because I'm talking to you right now, if you can hear that. I think John Bates, outside, you know, De'Ami Brown coming into his own, is going to have a big game. I think, and my wife is going to go to the game, and she's going to come on home unhappy.
Wait a second. I just want to make sure I got this right. You live outside of the Philadelphia area. You came to WrestleMania with me.
Yes.
You paid $170 for parking. I have no idea how you did that. I paid $25 or $30. you're a diehard Commanders fan, and your wife is going to the NFC Championship, but you're not.
Well, because her brother got tickets, and her brother doesn't want to sit with the Commanders fan.
What?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be associated with me in that.
They're boxing you out. They're boxing you out.
I am getting boxed out. Well, I mean, in fairness, half of my donor portfolio is probably going to be tailgating starting at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So the hooligans will be out.
Okay. All right. Well,
but no, I think they're going to win. It'll be a great game. And I think, you know, on to New Orleans, and hail to the Commanders, hail victory, never in doubt.
There you go. I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Eddie in Centerville. What's up, Eddie? How are you, pal?
What's up? Good, man. Just getting off work.
Attaboy.
I want to give, you know, a big shout-out, big props to Matty Ice. He held it down. For those years, all these years that he held down with you.
It's torture working with me, man. I am an absolute pain in the ass.
Well, I remember when I called in, and it was like Sully's last day too. And then you got the new producer. Well, I wonder who's coming in next, man. This is a very,
I wonder too. I wonder too. I would be great if I knew the answer to that.
Well, I tell you what, man, Matty held it down with the phones. He always answered. We had conversations. It's very, very, very rare that, you know, because I call a lot of shows, and only him and Drab will always pick up the phone and say, hey, Eddie, like they'll know exactly who I am.
We've heard that about 10 times today. That, you know, because you address the callers, or you know their numbers and whatever. That's pretty cool. I mean, if that's like, you know,
it shows.
Yeah.
It shows you have some heart in the business, man. That's going to take you a long way.
Absolutely,
you keep that heart. You know what I'm saying? You,
Matt's got a great personal touch. I mean, he's obviously been on the show now for 2+ years or whatever it is, and so he, you know, so he knows a lot of things. He knows how I operate. I mean, we work well together, obviously. Let me just be clear. This is not, you know, me pushing Matt out or the company pushing Matt out or whatever. This is just, hey, man, the reality of the world is we got to get treated fairly. And Matt found, you know, a great opportunity, and I wish him, you know, the best. It sucks for me. Sucks for the show. We're going to miss him like hell. But, you know, we're really happy for him that he gets to be a human being again.
Yeah, man, for sure. For sure. So about this game on Sunday, man, my boys are playing the NFC Championship game. I kept saying that all last Saturday night. All last Saturday night, I kept saying NFC Championship game. I haven't been able to say that ever. You know what I mean? It's lovely to see my boys going there.
Are you sub 33?
No, but, you know, I'm not from this country. I came here when I was in 93.
Gotcha. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, no. Nah. Yeah, I came here when I was like 6 years old.
Attaboy.
But yeah, so I've never been able to say that, and I'm so psyched. I think this game is going to go back and forth. Like I was telling Maddie, I think that the biggest lead is going to be like 10 points maybe. And with these two teams, you saw it in week when they played last time, that a 10-point lead with the Eagles ain't nothing. And we held them down for 3 quarters in Philly last time when we played them, and that fourth quarter kind of sucked with Saquon going crazy. But I think, man, I think this team is a team of destiny. I think this team is going to shock the world again. And I don't want to say them words yet, but all I can say right now is that they're going to the NFC Championship game, and we're only 60 minutes away from that glory game, that game that every NFL player just wants to be a part of, and of course win it, but just to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait for Sunday at 3
attaboy.
O'clock.
Attaboy. I hope you get it.
You have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Right?
Appreciate you. As always, always good to hear from Eddie in Centerville. All right, one last one. Oh, I forgot to get this in. By the way, ML Football passed this along. Maddie saw 21%, according to TickPick. 21% of ticket purchases have come from the state of Maryland and Virginia on Sunday for the NFC Championship game. 21%. Now, that doesn't automatically guarantee that they are Commanders fans, but the large majority of them probably are Commanders fans. So, if that's real, listen, what is that? It's a 65,000 seat stadium. So, I mean, you probably have, you know,
12,000.
I was going to say 8,000 or 9,000, but yeah, I guess it's probably a little bit higher than that. Commanders fans, I mean, that's, you know, not surprising, but that's good, especially with the prices. Whew. God, the prices, my goodness. All right, let's get one last one here. Mark and Chevy Chase.
Hello.
What's up, Mark?
Yes. Hey, we just want to thank Maddie, my girlfriend, and I, and just say, go Commanders.
Go Commanders!
Wait a second, I thought she likes the Eagles.
Whenever she says go Commanders, she beats it.
Well, I do like the Eagles. They are birds.
Oh, my God.
But I want to see the Commanders win this one because it's the home team.
We're going to attach some feathers to her jersey because we're
I'm going to wear a green T-shirt underneath my Commanders jersey.
Oh, all right. We'll forgive you. We'll forgive you. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Matt.
All right.
Thank you.
Matt absolutely deserves all the thanks. Yeah, I'm the one that's got to pick up the pieces and kind of wonder my fate. Everyone's leaving me. Before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day, which we will in a sec. So I mentioned the 21% or whatever. So here's the deal. If the Commanders win on Sunday, we're going to have 2 weeks, but unless there's a miracle, I'm not going to New Orleans. And unless there's a sugar daddy out there that wants to pay, which I will gladly sign up for, I will gladly take your kindness. But You know, like, can we squeeze Matt into the suitcase? Can we take the whole show on the road and broadcast from somewhere on Bourbon Street? Right? Can we do that? Can we do that? Please? Pretty please? Dumb Dumb of the Day next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Putting the finishing touches on a week, that's for darn sure. Before we officially say goodbye to Matt, let's do this one last time together.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Matty, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Oh, I didn't. You did that to me.
Surprise!
I don't even have the article up.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Well, so I...
You found it, so you know the gist of it. I can fill in some of the blanks.
Yes. So a cruise is under fire today and for the past couple days because their entertainment staff decided to do a little bit of dress-up, a little bit of entertainment on their ship.
What kind of entertainment would you say that they chose to do?
Well, they tried to do some food entertainment. They decided, you know what? The best way to make sure that our guests are having as much fun is to dress up like snow cones.
Upside down snow cones.
Yeah. Completely white snow cones also, because that's a frequent fact of snow cones is there's never any color. There's never any sugar. Mm-hmm. It's just pure white.
With a cone type shaped head.
And for some reason, the cone type shaped head also had a mask that had eye holes cut out. If you're starting to picture an all white suit with a pointy hat with a face mask, you're starting to understand why they might be under trouble because it didn't really look like snow cones.
Yeah, P&O Cruises in Australia. Probably you should never take them. Just a little warning. They said the housekeeping crew from all over the world had never heard of the organization known as the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, that's one of those mistakes that if you're on any kind of international cruise, any kind of international policy, you got to be aware of that. There's not really any excuse for that one right there.
Yeah, I mean, this is about as spooky as you can get and as tone deaf as you can get because these people are all in white with the exception of their shoes. Some of them are wearing darker colored shoes, but all in white with the cone. And it's just, come on, people. Let's not be that stupid.
Congratulations, you're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.
All right, final prediction, Matt.
I'm going to say Commanders 33,
ooh.
Eagles 27.
Ooh, I've got the Commanders winning. I hope I didn't just curse them. 24-21 and advancing to Super Bowl 59. Matt, before we turn it over to Craig Hoffman, thank you for everything that you've done. For me personally, for the radio show, for the radio station, we're going to miss you. Seriously jacked up and happy for you and everybody that is in your world. And we will continue to be podcast partners and all that. Listen to the Rooster and the Rookie. And you will still be around from time to time on both stations. So you will still be part of the radio family here at Odyssey DC, just not with the show on a daily basis. So thank you for everything that you've done. Appreciate you. And we will miss you. So
thank you.
Very and happy for you though.
Real quick, just want to give a couple of thanks. Thank you to CK. Thank you to Drab. Thank you to the late Pete Medhurst. Thank you to all the producers that help out with the audio that we need for the show that help because this is a two-man operation most days. Help actually be able to get all of this stuff off the air. And of course, I could not end this show and this experience without thanking you, Chris. You have been a wonderful host this entire time. You have become a dear friend of mine, and I am going to miss being able to work with you on a daily basis. There have been troubles and some tough times in radio. Coming into work with you every day has not been one of them.
Well, I appreciate that. And, I'm just happy for you. I appreciate those kind words, but I'm just happy for you. And that's how we'll leave it on a Friday afternoon. Go Commanders. See you in Philadelphia tomorrow night. If you're hanging around, reach out to me if you need to know where I'll be. Maddie, thank you. Craig Hoffman coming up next. Enjoy the weekend. Let's go, Commanders.